a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know Michelin star restaurants?
Mm.
You know how it's kind of like, ooh, they're the ones that you have to go to. It's like fine dining.
Yes.
And there's a number of different hats that you can get. Like, ooh, this is a two-star, two-hat Michelin restaurant or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, I know exactly.
Are you serious? Okay. Am I the only one that didn't know?
Yes, you are. You are the last person. Okay, guys.
No.
We're there. We all know now. Let's go home.
No, I guarantee there's people that didn't know that the Michelin guide is the same, is like the Michelin tires people.
Yeah.
So back in the 1900s, these two French...
The 1900s? You mean like a full 24 years ago?
No. What? The 1900s.
You mean the 19th century?
The 1900s. That's what we... Back in 1900. Back in 1900. Sorry.
Yeah.
In the year 1900.
1999 was the 1900s.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Anyway... So these two brothers, French brothers, André and Edouard.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got the little whoop.
Why are they Spanish?
Well, yeah, because I have the R mouth. Anyway, they started this because they started the Michelin Guide because they were like, we've had a tire company for 11 years.
Yeah.
Right? And they said, let's set up a rating guide for hotels and restaurants. And then the limited number of people who are driving at the moment, because cars obviously not around a lot in the end of the 18th. Hundreds.
Start of the 20th century.
Start of the 19th century.
Which is the 1800s.
Which is, no, because then it's the 20th century is the 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I know. Anyway, so they were like, we want
drivers. I hope everyone's following this because it's fun, isn't it?
No.
It's funny.
Okay, I
don't worry, mate, just push on.
Anyway, so they were like, there's not many people driving cars. Yeah, we've got tyres and we want them to use up their tyres more.
Yes.
So we're going to start putting out a ratings guide for hotels and restaurants so that people drive to these restaurants and use up their tyres.
Check them out.
Are you for real? Did you honestly know this?
Yep.
Sure.
I reckon I found that out around the time, like, chef TV shows, like MasterChef and stuff.
You're lying.
Became a thing.
Really?
Because then it became more well known about Michelin stars and hatted restaurants and stuff. And so, and then the story of why.
Because I was literally having a conversation with my friend the other day. I was like, oh yeah, the Michelin, you know. And I'm like, we were discussing something. And I was like, oh, some of the tyres though. She was like, yeah, it's the tyres. And I was like, it's not. It's a tyre company. They're not going to do restaurants. She's like, Google it. Blew my mind.
Blew your mind.
I thought there you go. I thought if I don't know, then there's other people that didn't know that Michelin tyres are the same people that do the Michelin star restaurants.
Yeah. So Michelin star restaurants are a thing, as you say. It's been 100 and something years and it's built actual esteem and momentum.
Yeah.
What you should be worried about is if your restaurant that you're about to eat at is Goodyear rated. Because that's a different thing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Sort
of change it up.
Yeah.
I thought you might go me because anytime I go low, Loggy tries to go lower.
Well, that's my register, you see. G'day, Beck.
Hello, fellow Alto. How are you?
Good.
It's your register and it's your vibe also. Yeah. Very low all the time.
It is.
Beck, thanks for coming in. Do we have a theme for lyrical headlines this week?
We do. Speaking of Tay-Tay, we're doing a Grammy Super Bowl mashup. So artists that have been at the Super performed at Super Bowl, but also Grammy Award winners. Because we're smack bang in the middle of Grammys have just happened. Super Bowl's coming up.
Love it, Beck.
So let's look at it.
Super specific. I'm not going to know. Anyway, all right, that's fine. What you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the song but the artist as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom, Lingy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play lyrical headlines?
To not build any more pressure on anyone here, though, Tom,
scores,
can I just jump in really quickly?
Yeah.
We do play Guess the Year of a Tuesday, and we play lyrical headlines of a Thursday. Currently, there's one member of the team who's yet to win anything so far in 2024.
Yeah, so we've not, in the past, we've not kept sort of score week to week, but...
I don't want to narrow down who that person is. I know that you've been in really good form. Clearly, I'm up and about and happy.
Well, you won last week.
Yeah.
You won Miracle last week.
You crunch your own numbers to who you think might need to win today.
Beck's always a winner, so...
Big loser here. Yes, let's play. I'm excited.
All right, here we go. It's the Grammy Super Bowl mashup edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Oh.
Electric word life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you there's something else, the afterworld, a world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night, so when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything I Be All Right. Instead of asking him how much your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. Are we going to let the elevator bring us down? Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's go nuts. Look for the purple banana till they put us back in the truck.
Loggy?
What?
I'm just going to have a guess. Is it Love in an Elevator, Aerosmith?
No.
Okay.
Good hey, mate.
Good effort because I've got nothing.
Yeah. Okay. all excited, but we don't know why. Maybe it's because we're all going to die. And when we do, what's it all for? Better live now before the Grim Reaper come knocking at your door. Let's go crazy. Let's go nuts.
Let's go crazy. Let's go nuts. Oh, I don't know.
You're our only hope here.
I know.
I think
1999.
Oh, gosh.
Loggy.
Well, as in...
If you get it, I'll give you the point.
Is it Let's Go Crazy, Prince?
Yes!
Yay!
I don't actually have the authority to issue a point there, Tom, but...
we'll give her a point. I mean, it's a charity point, so
it's... It's not. None of you knew. And Prince, what an epic
I've never heard that Prince song before. I thought
really?
The only old school Super Bowl act I know is Prince, but I was like, I'm never going to know the song. So, yeah. And how come you're a massive Prince guy, so how come you didn't know that?
No, because I haven't heard him read out in lyrics like that.
Because I'm thinking the Dearly Beloved is that churchy thing and...
I know. No, oh, I got it in the end.
Okay, well,
write
that's
that
one,
down.
1 point to you. No, we're not writing the points down. We're writing the win. All right, here we go.
It's like winning a set of tennis but not winning the match.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no
Thanks,
love.
Beck.
It's the Super Bowl Grammy Mashup Edition Lyrical Headlines. Question number 2.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Look around. Everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go. You try everything you can to escape the pain of life that you know. When all else fails and you long to be something better than you are today, I know a place where you can get away. It's called a dance floor. And here is what it's for. So come on, Vogue.
Tom Lee.
Tom.
Madonna Vogue.
Yes.
So Loggy's on one.
Yep.
Tom's on one, and there's just someone that's yet.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. Now. This is for the win for either us, Log and Lingy. If you'd like to get involved, now's your opportunity, mate. Question number 3. Lyrical headline.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You shoot for the stars, it feels right, and in for my heart, if you feel like, can take me away and make it okay, I swear I'll behave, you wanted to control, sure, we waited, I put on a show. Now I make it, you say I'm a kid, my ego is big, I don't give up. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you, kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. You want the moves like Jagger,
I do moves. Maroon 5 moves like Jagger?
Yes.
Well done. You made that happen, Cameron.
Yeah, heap the pressure on you. You stood up. Well
Please
done.
Please don't do that again. It's really hard.
All right, great win, Log. You write that one down.
Yeah.
You can write that. Okay, cool. Can we just get
going
a
in the books.
Quick tally for the year? What are we looking
lyrical
at?
Headlines yeah. is 1H.
1H.
Yep. Yeah. Guess the year is 3 to you and none to us.
Okay. Story checks out. Yep. Well done. Winner sound effect for Log. We'll play again next Thursday. Thanks, Beck.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So yesterday I did reveal that I was wearing one of Carlia's jumpers, a Blink-182 jumper, because I'm very excited about the concert. And you guys wouldn't have known that it was Carlia's if I hadn't said something. And I also earlier this week wore one of her T-shirts, which was more of a stretch, quite literally physically and also emotionally. We thought we'd do a bit of who wore a better gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So you can get on K-Rock Geelong on Instagram and vote. There's a photo of myself and my beautiful wife, Carlia, both wearing the same jumper. Who wore it better? And you can vote.
Fortunately, the votes are coming in thick and fast for the other half.
Well, I started strong. I really did start strong.
And you
I
voted thought, for yourself.
Yep.
Yes.
First vote of the day was to you, from you.
100% Tom. How does that happen?
And Carlia is flying now.
Currently, 62% say Carlia wore it better. 38% say, oh, I did. So thanks for your support. I'm going to just read out the names of everybody.
No, don't do that. But if you go to the next one.
Yeah, you got Dodsy versus Lingy wearing the cat's jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dodsy started off strong.
She did.
I'm pretty happy to say that there's a few fans are coming my way. Thank you, everyone, for the support.
You pegged it back 53% to 47%. You are in the lead at the moment, saying you wore the cat's jumper better than your beautiful wife, Dodsy.
Can we just say that your beautiful wife actually voted for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
What a gem.
She voted for me. Tom voted for himself.
I know.
Mate, because I need all the help I can get, clearly, by the numbers. Clearly by the numbers. I know we said we didn't have time to talk too much here, but I noticed that there's only two photos up there. So
We were talking yesterday about the fact that Jimmy James been wearing your Wombi t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you got a photo of that?
So it's maybe someone forgot because they have so much pressurized mind on their mind, like from
learning to speak.
From doing the show every day and organizing things. And I may have forgot. I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tom's looking at me so upset. I'm just
trying to translate what you just said.
Yeah, please help.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I need to do a deep dive. And when I say I'm going to bring you a deep dive brought by someone else to me.
Okay.
Because I read it and I was like, hey, that's also a really good point. So I thought, hey, let's. So the song that I want to talk about is this one.
Iconic.
Yes, iconic. Avril.
You said, listen, I don't mind the song, but you said one of the greatest songs of all time.
Absolutely it is. Mate, this song came out at just the right time for me.
Yeah,
it was actually just directed right at me.
Because Tom was like, everyone, I'm a skater boy.
Yeah.
So now I could, you know, one day I might be strumming a guitar.
I was a punk and you might do ballet. Let's get together. Hey, mate, I was 15. I was not a wordsmith back then.
Did Carlia do ballet?
She did gymnastics. Close enough.
Close.
So anyway, put aside the fact that there is sort of a conspiracy theory going around that Avril Lavigne did pass away and was replaced by another person from the very early days into sort of the majority of her now career. But this is a breakdown of Skater Boy. And if you're familiar with the song, you're familiar with the lyrics, you'd be able to play along. Otherwise, just sort of
smile
and nod.
Yeah.
Take in the scenery.
And now I can't credit anyone because it's uncredited.
Okay.
All right. In Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, she explains that he was a boy and then goes on to say he was a punk. So he goes, he was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk, right?
Yeah.
So now we understand that he was a punk.
Yeah.
Okay. But then later she says all of her friends stuck up their nose because they had a problem with his baggy clothes.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but punk kids didn't and don't wear baggy clothes. Seems like the usual attire has been tight clothes for a long time now.
Oh, good point.
Tight jeans.
Good point.
Yeah. Moreover, the song title presents an even bigger problem. Was he a skater boy or was he a punk? Right? Because she does also give us the information that she turns on TV, guess who she sees? Skater Boy rocking up MTV.
Yeah.
So we know he's been working on his musical career for a while now. The only sort of chronological timeline we get is that she says 5 years from now, explaining the time she witnessed his MTV appearance. But regardless, his musical talents were enough to credit him a spot on national TV.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. To me, it seems that he was more of a musician than a skater.
Mm.
We actually don't get to hear any information on his skateboarding abilities. Actually, we don't even know if skateboarding was his medium. He could have been a roller skater or even an ice skater.
Oh, true. another great point.
Skaterboard.
And roller skates were kind of in as well at this period.
Yeah. We just don't know. The track leaves us with many more questions rather than answers. And frankly, I'm upset. She says in the song, "Now I'm with the skater boy," but it's almost impossible not to assume that would be after his MTV performance.
Yeah.
So why does she refer to him as the skater boy? How dare she not praise him for his musical success? He's on national TV.
Yeah, but she's like, hey, this is the skater boy. I called him skater boy first, so this is what I'm talking about.
This is back in the day.
And can I say, I think the punk reference isn't your traditional punk music fan reference. I think it's more he's a bit of a punk.
Okay. Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, right.
I was thinking,
yeah.
What about the punk belts we used to wear as skaters? You remember you used to wear the leather belts with the...
The studs?
The studs.
Yeah.
That's a bit punkish.
See, I'll show how uncool I am. I'd say, he was a scallywag. He was just up to,
He was a scallywag.
She said, I can't even rhyme anything with that.
She said, you remind me of your dad.
Anyway. Yeah, that's good. Well done.
Thanks.
On the fly. Anyway, it makes no sense. With all that being said, 10 out of 10, fantastic track. I would listen to it again.
There you go.
There's a deep dive on Skater Boy, raises some very good points.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.